Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we start off the day by doing meritorious things with our Kalyanamitta, like taking the precepts, chanting, and listening to the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, then we know for sure we will have a good day. Even if the rest of the day seems bad, we can still say we had a good day because we practiced the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Do you recognize the word Samma Sambuddha? I know that you've chanted it hundreds of times. Do you remember where? It's in the Itipisogata. Itipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho. Well, do you know the exact meaning of Samma Sambuddho? It means something very specific, and it's what makes the difference between an arahant and a Buddha. Keep listening, and one of the monks will explain it to you in detail. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts. for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Karaniya Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness. Turn to page 24 in your chanting book. If you don't have a copy of the Mahamaunawa chanting book, you can click on the show notes link to download a copy of this sutta. Today, we'll chant the sutta in Pali and English. Now let's chant along with the kids from the Australia Dhamma School.
Apekapu kule suane.
తస్స భగవతో అరహతో సమ్మా సంబుద్దస్స హోమేజ్ టు ద బ్లెస్డ్ వన్ ద వర్ది వన్ ద సుప్రీమ్లీ ఎన్లైటన్ వన్ సాధు 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 నమో బుద్ధాయ మెరిటోరియస్ చిల్డ్రన్ Now you know the meaning of the Buddha's first quality, That is the arahant quality. So arahant means, an arahant means a person, a great person, who is free from lust, anger and delusion. And an arahant is a person who has an undefiled mind. So now you know that undefiled minds gives happiness to people, and people who have defiled minds live with sadness and sorrow. So today you are going to learn about the Buddha's second great quality, that is the Samma Sambuddha quality. So one day, when the Blessed One was living in the village of Kotigama, the Blessed One said this: "Dear bhikkhus, those you have sympathy for, and those worth listening to, friends and colleagues, relatives and family, should be encouraged, supported. With what, dear children? With the Four Noble Truths." The Blessed One said, "Dear monks, if you think that someone will listen to you and you should share the teachings, if you have compassion towards your family members, towards your friends, colleagues, and you think if they are listening to you, you should teach the Four Noble Truths to them." So children, if you have compassion towards your mother and father, if you have compassion towards your friends, what should you do? You should teach the Four Noble Truths. Then Buddha preached, what for? The Noble Truths of suffering. The first one is the Noble Truth of suffering. The second one is the origin of suffering. The third one is the cessation of suffering. And the fourth one is the practice, the path leads to the cessation of suffering. Now what do you think? Don't you think these things are valuable? Why? The first one is, it's about suffering. Why? Do you like your friends to suffer? Do you like to see your friends suffering? No. Then you should teach what suffering is. And then the origin of suffering, why people suffer, the reason for suffering, and then the removal of suffering, and also the path leading to the cessation of suffering. So these things, children, you should share with your friends. If not, children, one day you will regret thinking that, oh, I have never shared the most valuable things in this world with my parents, friends and family members. Dear children, why should you share these teachings with the family members, with your friends and relatives? That's because these teachings, these Four Noble Truths, will lead to abandoned suffering forever, will lead to dispassion, peace, and to attain Nibbana, not to suffer again and again in future births. The Blessed One said once, when the Blessed One was in a forest called Sinsapa in Kosambi, the Blessed One took some leaves to his hand and said, "Dear bhikkhus, what do you think the number of leaves on my hand? Is it the number of leaves on my hand is more, or the number of leaves in this forest? What do you think, children, if you were asked such a question, being in a huge forest, and taking some leaves to the palm and asking in which place you find more leaves?" Obviously, it's in the forest, not in the palm. Buddha said, "Dear bhikkhus, what I have taught you is like the leaves on the palm. What I have not taught you is just like the entire Simsapa forest." So whatever the Buddha's realization is, unlimited. The Buddha's realization is very wide and mass knowledge. But what he taught was only the things that are useful for our life. Only the things that are useful to attain Nibbana. So the Blessed One preached this Dhamma out of compassion. So the leaves on the palm is the Four Noble Truths. So in all the suttas, we get to learn the reality of life, a meaning for our life. and a message for our life to live happily, dear Dhamma friends. Then, children, the Blessed One said to the monks, "Dear monks, suppose a stick was tossed up in the air." Now imagine, now you take a stick to your hand and throw it to the air. Now be careful. So then Buddha preaches, sometimes it will fall on its bottom, sometimes the middle, sometimes the top. So if you throw a stick up, you know, either it might, when it comes back to the earth, the edges might hit the earth, or else it will land flat. So in the same way, dear children, beings, the beings born in the world, it could be humans, it could be animals, they are roaming in these endless births and deaths, being hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. Today you all are learning two new words, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. So Buddha preachers, sometimes they go from this world to the other world, and sometimes they come from the other world to this world. Why is that? It's because they haven't seen the Four Noble Truths, haven't understood the Four Noble Truths, haven't realized the Four Noble Truths. So children, if we don't understand the Four Noble Truths, if we don't realize the Four Noble Truths, we will go from this life to another life, from that life to another life, never ending, in a cycle of rebirths and deaths. So in a cycle of rebirths and deaths, what do we get mostly? Think yourself, children, what do we get mostly? Suffering or happiness? Suffering. There is some little bit of happiness here and there, but all our happiness ends with suffering. So our life is just like a stick thrown up. When it lands to the earth, you know, sometimes it lands flat, or else the edges hit, or one of the edges will hit. So in the same way, we are born in various places, not only as human beings. So I'm talking about the Four Noble Truths. Then the Blessed One said, "Dear bhikkhus, if your clothes or head were on fire," now just imagine, if your clothes or head were on fire, "what would you do about it?" Now children, what would you do about it? Now just imagine if you get caught fire. Now children, just imagine if your clothes or head were on fire, what would you do? Won't you run around and jump to some place to water, or else you will seek some protection, you will scream, telling others to help you? Yeah, we would try to do various things to abandon and to remove that fire away from the clothes and from the head. But Buddha said, "Dear bhikkhus, regarding your burning head or clothes, not paying attention to them, you should apply strong effort, strong mindfulness, strong dedication to realize the Four Noble Truths." Why, dear children, Buddha says, even in such a situation, while our head is burning, while our clothes are burning, why should we strive hard to realize the Four Noble Truths? Why should we strive hard to realize the Four Noble Truths? That's because beings fall into trouble, are born in bad destinations by not realizing the Four Noble Truths. For not realizing the Four Noble Truths. So now you know the Four Noble Truths. The first one is about suffering. Second one is the reason for suffering, the cause for suffering. Third one is this suffering can be abandoned. That is a truth. The fourth one is there's a beautiful path to eradicate suffering. So Buddha realized these Four Noble Truths without a guidance of a teacher. Without what? Without a guidance of a teacher. And that's why we call the Blessed One, our Shakyamuni Gautama Buddha, is an Samma Sambuddha. Our Shakyamuni Gautama Buddha is a Samma Sambuddha. The Blessed One, our Buddha, realized the Four Noble Truths without a guidance of a teacher. And he taught this Dhamma for us. So the Blessed One is a Samma Sambuddha. So when you say Samma Sambuddha from today onwards, you should remember that Buddha realized the Four Noble Truths without a guidance of a teacher. So, we should be happy, children, that Blessed One realized the Four Noble Truths, and with similes he explained to us the value of understanding the Four Noble Truths. So just imagine today from the similes you learn, the first one is the stick, the first one is the Simsapa forest, then the stick, then the clothes, then the fire on clothes or head. So remember these teachings and practice these three teachings throughout the day. And while you are studying in the school, while you are doing your homework, think about the Four Noble Truths. At least from today onwards, try to learn about the Four Noble Truths. There are some nice suttas. So try to find some good suttas and try to come on the Dhamma school and just try to explain your friends about the Four Noble Truths. Get prepared for that. So may you have a good day. May you realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, 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 Namo Buddhaya.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. So now you know the exact meaning of Samma Sambuddha. It means a person who attains enlightenment all on their own without the help of a teacher. So now that you know this, I'd like you to try and tell at least two friends today. See if they know what it means. I'm sure they've heard the word. See if they know what it means, and you can teach them if they don't. Try and find two people that you can share this with, people that you care about. Now let's share merits. Today, even though it's still early, we've done many wholesome actions. You've gone for refuge, you've taken the precepts, you've recited the Karaniya Metta Sutta, and you listen to the Dhamma. So, when we do these things, we like for others to rejoice in this merit as well. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teacher, Lokasonya Hangsa, have a happy mind thinking about these wholesome actions. May all of our teachers, our parents, our friends, our relatives, may they rejoice in this merit. Through the power of this merit, may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.